We are joined right now by a defensive tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals. He is a Pro Bowler. He had a tackle in Sunday's win over the Titans. He has 239 career tackles. He's got 30 career sacks. He did set the Guinness World Record for fastest time lacing a shoe. True. 132nd pick out of Iowa back in 2012. The Bengals are at Pittsburgh on November 15th. We are joined by defensive tackle Mike Daniels. Mike, it is good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good, man. Listen, let me first ask you, you and the team are coming off a really nice win over Tennessee on Sunday. How nice is it then to get a little bit of rest before Pittsburgh, and especially coming off a nice win over a good Titans team like that? How's that feel?
It feels great. It feels really good. And getting the bye week, is that just adds on to it, because now it gives more time to kind of come down off of the high of such a big win, right? Complete underdogs. They expected Derrick Henry to run for about a career high against us. Didn't happen. Our offense did a great job getting things moving. They expected to shut us down with a bunch of backup offensive linemen. Those guys stepped up, kicked butt. So we did a great job. And a lot of times handling success in the NFL is way harder than handling failure. So I'm glad we do get a bye week to kind of come back to reality and refocus, reload, and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Mike Daniels joining us. Mike, you're not the first guy to say that. You've been around the game a long time. Explain why that is. Why is it more challenging oftentimes to handle success than it is failure?
Because with failure, you know you need to really reexamine what you did wrong, right? So from the time you get home from the game, you're in a constant work mode, right? You are laser focus. You're not leaving room for any kind of error. When you win, you might lax a little bit, right? So that hour of film you might have put into reviewing the game that night after the game, you probably might just put 30 minutes in if you do it at all. That extra time you might put in the weight room, you might not put that extra 10 minutes on the bike or run those extra laps or get that extra set of squats in or whatever. So you might not run as hard at practice. It's things like that that can kind of creep in when you have success, especially if you haven't had it in a while. So, everybody says that you can't have success without failure. So failure is good, but you won't have failure all the time. And knowing how to handle the failure should make you better with handling the success. And when you have a lot of young guys too, that's tough. You know, you guys can start feeling themselves a little bit too much. So it's always good to kind of have older guys in a reload and recharge, man. It's a big win.
I like it. Mike Daniels joining us. All right, to that point about being a vet and dealing with some of the younger guys, if they get success, they don't always know how to deal with it. You made the point. I want to read a quote here. You made the point. I'm not one of the vets that tells them, hey, relax, I've got a game. I say, give me everything you've got because I'm trying to get better and we're going to need you to play at some point. You're talking about some of the younger guys in practice. Like, you're established in this league, and the physical pounding that you take during a game might say or suggest to you that, you know what, you can ease off on me practice, but that's not what you're doing. That's not what you're saying. Why is that? Why do you want guys coming at you so hard in practice?
Well, you're going to practice the way you play. If I'm throttling down in practice, I'm slowing down because a guy and I are quote-unquote brother-in-lawing, or we're just kind of taking it easy, or I'm practicing bad habits. I'm practicing not getting off of a block. I'm practicing not running to the ball. I'm practicing not coming out of my stance and taking a guy on an angle with the proper hand placement and a strike, right? I'm practicing all those bad things. So when the game time comes, I that's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'll do. Coach, I remember Coach Doyle at Iowa, the strength coach, and he said a great point when he had us running a lot of our conditioning. He said, you need to embrace this. You need to love this. You need to constantly say, I love this. I need this. I want this. Because if you lack off now and you don't do it, when it comes gut check time on game day, you'll reach down for it and you won't have it. You will not have it. So you need to put yourself in those very uncomfortable, hellish conditions so that your opponents can't.
Mike Daniels is joining us. I love that philosophy. Now, you know, during our conversations over the years, you and I, it's clear that you know, off the field, you're the way you are right now, man. You're friendly, you're fun, you got great energy, you're an animal-loving guy. But you tweeted a few weeks back, quote, football is not a nice guy's game, especially if you play defense. So my question is this, how do you go from being friendly Mike Daniels away from the field to a guy who's going to battle and fight for everything you've got once you get on the field? Do you intentionally flip a switch, or does it just happen when you go out there?
So, really, my response to this is the same response I have when people ask me, how do you play through an injury or severe pain or a tight back to where you're struggling to walk, but you can get out there and run a 4.7 40 to chase down a running back or take on 600 pounds plus on a double team? And I'll say this. If someone were to break into your house, right, I don't care how you're feeling. I don't care what you're doing, what's going on, how sick you are, how hurt you are, how tired or how nice you are, you're going to do what you got to do to protect your house. And you're going to, you know, have a different mindset, correct? So that's the same thing, right? If I'm stepping onto that football field, it doesn't matter how nice of a guy I am, doesn't matter how hurt I may be, doesn't matter how if I literally just got done playing with my infant daughter and doing my little girl's hair and painting nails and all that stuff and playing with my boys and kiss my wife, you know, as soon as I walk onto that football field 30 minutes later, it's time for battle because you're trying to take something that I have. And that's my job. You take my job by beating me on the field. I can't let that happen. See what I'm saying? So it's football's a combative sport, especially in the trenches, and you have to take that mindset. Take the mindset that, hey, this person is broken to your house, especially if it's a home game. They're trying to take something you have, so how are you going to respond? And everything else will just take care of itself.
Mike Daniels joining us. Mike, from the outside, I could not be more impressed with what I'm seeing from Joe Burrow. You're seeing this guy up close. You're working with him. What kind of thoughts do you have about the rookie?
Joe, I think Mike has some disturbance here. But I'll talk through it. So Joe Burrow, and once again, I don't make this comparison for anybody. And I don't just throw out compliments. I'm kind of a hard guy to please. He has a lot of Aaron Rodgers in him in the way he carries himself, his poise, his confidence, right? He's not a rookie. He really isn't, right? I'll say the first week he was a rookie. Then by the end of camp, he was a 2-year vet. And then now he seems like a guy who's been in the NFL for quite some time now, who's already made a name for himself, the way he's taking control of his offense. We went against a very tough team, a tough defensive coach team. You know, a few tough defensive coaches team, actually, the last few weeks. And he put up some great statistics and great numbers, and he led our offense against them, particularly doing it with a, all five of our starting offensive linemen out. And we, you know, Joe put up a lot of great numbers against a very hard coach Mike Vrabel, Tennessee Titans. So that's not something that you see from a rookie. I don't care how good a rookie is. A rookie's not doing that. This guy's like a 5-year vet who's established himself and won some major games, right? And I can say I am confident with that guy under center on my football team. He's going to have a great career.
Mike Daniels joining us. Yo, big dude, are you... I'm appreciating this conversation more than you could ever know. You said at the start of that answer you were dealing with a disturbance. Are you? Is there something going on there right now?
Nah, I thought I heard something on the phone. So that's why I thought we might have some disturbance interfering right. with the conversation. Either way, we'll have this conversation. It sounded like some static or something.
Yeah, man. I just want to make sure somebody was not coming into your house because I knew that you were going to take care of that. You made that pretty clear. Get that. I see
absolutely.
It
Absolutely.
Listen, you signed with Cincinnati in August. You were a free agent this year. Anybody who checks you out on social media is aware of the work that you were putting in. What were those workouts like for you, both physically and mentally?
Those workouts were refreshing. As hard and taxing as they may appear, they were very refreshing. Right? I dealt with some significant foot injuries 2 years straight and an arm injury. And, you know, when I got word that the quarantine was coming in Michigan, that's where I was at the time, I loaded up on weight room equipment, built a gym in my in my basement and in my garage, and I just got to work. And it felt good to be able to work out at home, put some really good focus on my work. I flew my technique coach out. Him and I really put a lot of good work in, get myself ready for football, for camp, get my body back, getting myself past the injuries that I had over the last couple years. And it just felt refreshing to get to work in my space like that. And it helped me mentally get to a place that will prepare me for anything. Because life's all about adjustments. And that's one thing that I had to really learn over the years, is that everything's not going to go how you know it can go or how you know it should go. And when that happens, you got to make those adjustments. And that's what the game of football is. It's about adjustments. You might go out there and twist your ankle first play of the game. Uh-oh, you need to adjust how you're going to approach play number two now. Because you got to finish that game. Your team needs you. Things like that. You know, you're stopping the top running back. All of a sudden, he busts a 60-yard run. Hey, you got to make adjustments. Something happened. There was a leak there. You got to patch that hole up, right? So it was very refreshing for me. And it helped me really come to terms with life's about adjustments. And to build a gym in your house, that's the ultimate adjustment. But typically, we go to the gym or we go to the facility.
I love that take, man, about life being about adjustments. It's so true, right? Like, you don't want that to happen, but it did happen. Or maybe you don't understand why that happened, except it did happen, and you have to adjust to it, man. Life is about adjustments. That is such a great take and such a great philosophy. Before you go, a few days before Halloween, and you and I are on the same page on this topic, but there are a lot of people that are not on the same page with us on this topic, but you made it very clear when it comes to candy corn, quote, candy corn is amazing. Don't debate me on this. My man, I don't understand what people don't understand about the corn. Candy corn is great, right? Am I right?
Candy corn is the best thing that God has blessed us on this earth with, next to, you know, a loving spouse, wonderful children, than candy corn. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I do.
It's candy corn is the best candy, period, right? Let's just call it what it is. And it's funny because candy corn, in a lot of ways, is very much like Seinfeld, the TV show, right? People either hate it or they love it. There's no in between. No in between. And I love it. So you want to debate me on it, you're going to make yourself sound silly. Because candy corn is amazing. I had an Instagram post. You watched that post. You know, that wasn't light tricks. That maniacal laugh was pure. See what I'm saying? That's the feeling I get when I pour candy corn out, especially around the time when it's candy corn season. So I love it. This is one of my favorite. I'm glad to be talking to another corner. You know what I mean?
No, I'm definitely another corner. I mean, preach. I saw that Instagram post. Man, that's pure love in that thing, man. That's
absolutely
real. That's love. That's passion. You know, I got one coworker who already is hitting me up with, quote, candy corn is straight ass. I mean, it's like the worst take ever. Like, you're entitled to your opinion, no matter how wrong your opinion is. What I don't understand, Mike, it's like there are reasons to go, right? Somebody spits in your face, that's a reason to go. Somebody insults a loved one, that's a reason to go. Somebody talks about your race or religion in a wrong way, that's a reason to go. Man, candy corn should not be a reason to go, but for some morons, it is. I just don't get it.
It is, and you know what? Let them live in their ignorance, because ignorance is bliss, because they don't know what they're missing, and let them enjoy that. You know, you want to insult it, you want to make fun of it, that's on you. You know what I mean? I love candy corn, and it's my favorite, and that's just what it is. You don't have to like it, but you don't know what you're missing, and that's just more for me.
We're walking off on that. Let them live in their ignorance. He is a Pro Bowler. He is a member of the Bengals now. They're coming off that huge win over Tennessee. They've got a much-earned bye. Next up, they've got a challenge against Pittsburgh. My man, Mike, good as you ever were. That was awesome. Great to hear your voice. Great to hear that energy. And so good to have you back on the show, Mike. Appreciate you very much.
Yep, looking forward to the next time. Thanks for having me.
Man, that was so fun, Mike. Great job. Mike Daniels. That is the kind of energy I needed on this Thursday. And he's right about the corn. And I am a fellow corner.